Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me right now is Dr. Mordechai Kedar. He's a former IDF intelligence officer, one of my favorite people to speak to, because I actually feel smarter after speaking to him. So good morning, Dr. Kedar. How are you?
Good morning. Well, it is a rainy day in Israel. Blessed day.
Yes.
We need the rain.
Yes.
And our mood today is very high, thanks to what is happening in Washington, D.C., because such a plan to evacuate Gaza is one of our secret dreams, which nobody even dared to talk about. But today, Donald Trump comes and speaks about it as an actual plan, which is way beyond what Israel hoped to see in Gaza.
Interesting. So I get the hope, and I actually feel the hope for the Palestinian people. It's not about not having, you know, Palestinians or Gazans or Arabs. It's about having hope for a people who are quite hopeless and have been refugees for 80 years. Their children are born refugees and they die refugees. And they are fueled by hatred for Israel. That is not a way to live. I don't believe for one second that that is what God creates people for. So that aside, do you think that this is something that's really going to happen, or do you think that it is a negotiating tool by Donald Trump?
Well, I am a very small expert about the United States of America.
Yes.
To tell you how determined Trump is and how cooperative will be the American system when it comes to such a venture. Just to remind you that the budget in the United States is not determined by the president. It is determined by the Congress.
Yes.
And the Congress is much more connected to the people, you know, compared to the president. And they are not, I'm not sure that the American people, in the end of the day, the American player, would like to see the thing after the failure in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Now, this project might take some years. Meanwhile, the president might change, you know, in 4 years. And what will be the future of this project if, let's say, a Democratic party comes back to power in the presidency, and the next president will stop it or will do something else? So this is questions which accompany this plan. Yet, even talking about this is something which is beyond Israel's hope. The problem is that in the Arab world, there is a consensus against it. And the question is why? Why? Don't they want to save these poor people from their, you know, to live in the mud, in the rain, as they do in Gaza? The thing is that in the Arab world, they couldn't let the Palestinian people, the people in the street, yet they want to keep issue open, bleeding and aching, because this is the last remnant of the Arab nationalism. And without the Palestinian...
Oh, it looks like we have lost Dr. Kedar, unfortunately. We'll have to pick it up another time. That is Dr. Mordechai Kedar. He's a former IDF intelligence officer. He has tremendous insights.